Well, even as the Senate prepares to turn to a contentious fight over a Supreme Court vacancy, the lawmakers still deadlocked over the Bolton nomination. 2 weeks ago, Republicans failed for a second time to end a Democratic filibuster against Bolton. Barring a compromise between the White House and Democrats, it's possible George Bush will go around the Senate and use his powers to temporarily appoint Bolton ambassador when Congress is out of town. Some in Washington expected that to happen over the Independence Day break just ended. But Republicans say negotiations with the Democrats have been continuing, so a recess appointment, if it comes to that, probably now wouldn't happen until August. The Pentagon today expressing what they call deep regret that a U.S. airstrike killed civilians in Afghanistan. Defense Department spokesman Lawrence Derita says the bombing part of a counter-terror operation against the known terror base in the eastern part of the country. He called the deaths a very unfortunate situation, but he said he could not confirm the Afghan government's claim that 17 civilians were killed. The killings prompted unusual criticism from Afghan President Hamid Karzai's government. Officials in Kabul said the civilian deaths could not be justified. Israel says it'll deploy more than 40,000 soldiers to evacuate 9,000 Jewish settlers from Gaza and parts of the West Bank starting next month. A police official said about 4,000 police will also take part in the operation. An undetermined number of additional forces would be assigned to handle any civil disobedience. The Berlin Wall coming down again. A crane moved in under court order today to tear down a small reconstructed part of the Berlin Wall. Also going away, 1,067 crosses erected by the owners of the private Checkpoint Charlie Museum as a memorial to East Germans killed trying to escape. The memorial bothered many Berliners because it was not on the original side of the wall. Critics also say the crosses did not accurately symbolize the many non-Christians who died seeking freedom. This is Air America Radio News.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now, 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim. With performance gas, yeah, driving to Valero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Randy Rose.
I looked in the newspaper yesterday, and there's a story about these kids. 16 years old. 16 years old.
16 years old, and the Pentagon has their information, not only their social security number, but they have their email, they have their cell phone numbers, they have their freaking grades so they could spot the kids that aren't doing so well. The head of the Pentagon has their information, and I wonder if the dog tags are already made.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, truth seekers. Long time no talk. Welcome to the program. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks very much for tuning in. Hope you had a safe and sane 4th of July. Fireworks and beer and whatever you did. Hope it was all good. Today's the 64th day since the Times of London reported the existence of those minutes of the meeting attended, by the highest members of the Blair government. That meeting showed how the Bush administration developed their plans for war against Iraq that was based on absolute lies, complete deceptions, fake intelligence reports. They had murder in their hearts, truth seeker. Since that war began, nearly 1,790 Americans have been killed in combat, and thousands, that is if you believe the official number. Thousands of additional soldiers have had their arms and legs blown off. They've had their hands and fingers smashed, removed, gone. They've had their eyes blown out. Hundreds have been driven to the edge of insanity. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians, including uncounted numbers of children and babies, have been murdered by the United States. So why isn't the liberal American media reporting this atrocity every day on the front page of every newspaper, and as a lead story in every radio and television newscast? Why is the media not demanding the resignation and impeachment and conviction and jailing of George Bush and Dick Cheney, if Cheney's still alive? There's some question about that tonight, I believe. Both these guys are war criminals, and they've committed acts of treason against the United States. They are war criminals. George Bush and Dick Cheney are war criminals. I don't give a damn how much dancing George Bush does at Glen Eagles, Scotland, at the G8 meeting. He is a war criminal. He is a war criminal. So now it's all but verified, is it not, that Karl Rove committed the felony of disclosing the identity of CIA agent Valerie Plame? There's nothing left to do except maybe give him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, right? Like previous recipients Paul Bremer and Tommy Franks and George Tenet, right? That's what the Bush administration does, doesn't it? The bigger the screw-up, the higher up the chain of medals you go. So look for Karl Rove to resign sometime soon, saying he wants to spend time with his family right after George Bush gives him the Medal of Freedom. Rove is just a dirty bastard. Just a filthy, filthy, dirty bastard, isn't he? Huh? We'll get into that tonight. It's almost unheard of on this program having a guest, but we have an announcement to make. We're going to be chatting with Cindy Sheehan of Gold Star Families for Peace. She'll be our guest Thursday. Not tonight, not tomorrow night, Thursday night. So in the meantime, go to gsfp.org and check out Gold Star Families for Peace, all right? Cindy Sheehan will be here Thursday. I know of two important people. They were important to me. One of them was important to you, who passed away July 3rd, Sunday. One of them is very well known. Gaylord Nelson. Gaylord Nelson died Sunday. He was the former governor, U.S. senator from Wisconsin, who founded Earth Day. Huh? He was 89 years old. It's been 35 years since Earth Day was started. Was it 1970? Yeah, it was 1970. Nelson, Gaylord Nelson, Senator, Governor Nelson, was recognized as one of the world's foremost environmental leaders. And at the time, in 1995, Bill Clinton presented Nelson with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. You know, during the Clinton years, the people who got these medals usually deserved them. But Nelson got a Presidential Medal of Freedom in 95 for his environmental efforts, and the proclamation from Clinton that came with the medal said the following: as the father of Earth Day, he is the grandfather of all that grew out of that event, the Environmental Protection Act, the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, the Safe Drinking Water Act. Huh? Now I'm going to leave it at that. You can look up Gaylord Nelson. Just do a Google on him. He was 89 years old, by the way. But the man who did his damnedest to try to stem the tide, if you will, of effluvia and trash and garbage pollution, whether it was on the side of the road or in the atmosphere. Gaylord Nelson, Senator Nelson, dead on Sunday the 3rd. The other person I want to mention, you don't know. I would guess that maybe one or two people listening to the program tonight would have known Ray Rotenberg. I got to know Ray when I worked in Chicago. We called him Southside Ray. A lot of people would call this programmer from the south side of Chicago. You might even say Marge. Y'all are familiar with Marge. She lives in northwest Indiana, but by God, that's the south side of Chicago, right? But Ray Rotenberg passed away on Sunday, a day before his 81st birthday. And like I say, nobody, you know, one or two people may know, but I've just got to mention this man. I've got to mention him, okay? You know why I have to mention? Because he was just as common as you are. He's just as common as I am. He's just a decent man. Just a hardcore believer in individual rights and dignity and a Democrat. Yeah, a working class, blue-collar Democrat just like me. Older than me, but Ray used to email me every once in a while. And his emails were always poignant and succinct and absolutely to the point. And sometimes an email would contain a damn or a hell or a bastard, right? But Ray was able to put into words in two or three sentences what it usually takes me 3 hours to do every single night on this program. But his daughter Lori sent me an email a couple of months ago, said Ray was ill. And then Ray was home. And then Ray is not doing too well. And then I got the email the other day where Lori told me that Ray had passed away. And what is unique about Ray Rotenberg? Same thing that's unique about you. Same thing that's unique about me. In the big scheme of things, nothing. Not a damn thing. But for the people whose lives this guy touched, and I count myself as being one of the lucky ones, whose life he did touch. Ray was hell on wheels. Man, I have to tell you, I sometimes I get home from work, Kathy and I get home, 2 o'clock in the morning, I check the email, and I'd yell up the stairs, "Hey, got an email from Ray, Southside Ray!" So that's all I wanted to say. Gaylord Nelson and Ray Rotenberg. I doubt if they had ever met. They're about the same age. But both of them had an effect on me. So rest in peace, Ray. The Karl Rove thing. I want to talk about that for a while. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. The Washington Post had something to say about it on Sunday. The L.A. Times had something to say about it on Sunday. American Politics Journal had something to say about it on Sunday. Newsweek had something to say about it in yesterday's issue. Editor and publisher had something to say about it yesterday. And who else here? Ted Rall, writing, who's one of my favorite essayists, writing for Hell. I don't know who he was writing this for. But he had something to say about it.
So long.
Stick around. We'll talk about it coming back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby. So I just say fairly well. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby. I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Bob,
you can take
this job. Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You got to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
This year, the government's going to give out over $350 billion to people like you who want to start a business, go back to school, or train for a new job. I'm Matthew Lesko, and I've written over 70 books on government programs. You've probably seen me all over the television shows, on talk shows. My new program shows you 15,000 government sources, where you can get like $100,000 to open up a coffee shop, $15,000 to write a book, or $30,000 to become a French chef, $9,000 to take a computer course, or $15,000 to finish college, get a GED, or a PhD. There's money to travel overseas, train your employees, or work on your invention. I've done all the work. You just have to make the call. Call toll-free 877-ASK-LESKO, and you'll get my book and six-hour audio tape program for only two payments of $29.95 plus $7.50 postage and handling. There's a 90-day money-back guarantee. Call toll-free 877-ASK-LESKO or 1-877-275-5375.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump, fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
I expect every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct. This means avoiding even the appearance of problems.
Sit down and shut up, you moron. Now, remember what Novak said. Two highly placed government sources had told him about Valerie Plame. It's not just Karl Rove, it's also Dick Cheney, which is one of the reasons Dick Cheney has disappeared. Either Dick Cheney is dead from a heart attack out west somewhere last week, or has nobody seen him? Have you seen him, Kathy? I haven't seen him, huh? I haven't seen him anywhere. Either Cheney's dead or they're hiding him I don't know. Well, why would they be hiding him? Maybe so that Fitzgerald, the special prosecutor, can't talk to him? I have no idea. So that some crack White House press guy doesn't ask a question about Cheney? You'd think they would be asking questions anyway about where he is. Hey, is Dick dead? Did he have a heart attack? No. But Dick Cheney and Karl Rove are the two who, I think it's very clear now, they are the two who committed this act of treason against the United States and committed felonies, both of them. Both of them committed felonies. The Washington Post says Karl Rove, Bush's chief legal advisor, spoke with Time Magazine's Matthew Cooper during a critical week in July 2003 when Cooper was reporting on a public critic of the Bush administration, who was also the husband of a CIA operative, his lawyer confirmed yesterday. Yeah, Karl's lawyer, what's his name, Luskin? Robert Luskin? He said, I talked about him, but he never identified Valerie in those conversations. And according to the Washington Post on Sunday, they write, more significantly, the attorney said Fitzgerald assured him in October, the prosecutor assured him in October, and again last week, that Rove is not a target of his investigation. Luskin said, Karl did nothing wrong. Karl didn't disclose Valerie Plame's identity, Mr. Cooper, anyone else. So the question remains unanswered. Who outed this woman? It wasn't Karl. It's not my boy. No. Now, whether or not Rove is one of the targets of the special investigation, I love the way these people say, of course he's not a target. Not yet. But according to all the ink spilled on this story over the weekend, over this long 4th of July weekend. Rove has testified three times in front of the special grand jury. So that means three shots to commit perjury. Now, there's a catch here. There's a little catch. The law says that a person may not knowingly disclose the name of a CIA or a secret agent or whatever. That's the most important word in the statute that involves all this.
U.S. Code, Title 50, Section 421.
To violate a law, Rove had to tell the writer from Time, Mr. Cooper, about a covert agent knowing that the information disclosed so identifies such covert agent, and that the United States is taking affirmative measures to conceal such covert agent's intelligence relationship to the United States. That's how it reads. So Rove, this is the reason this is being put out there now, this is going to be Rove's defense. This is what his lawyer will say. His lawyer will say, well, Karl, okay, all right, he did mention, but he didn't knowingly do it. He was drunk.
He just came from a private meeting with, what's his name, that reporter, Jeff Gannon. Yeah, he and Gannon were having one. They met down at the Jiffy Lube or something. Hell, I don't know. And they had this meeting. that's why he did what? No, I don't. I know nothing. I know nothing. Editor and publisher says that
2 days after his lawyer confirmed that his name turned up as a source in Matthew Cooper's notes on the Very Play case, top White House advisor Karl Rove refused to answer questions about the development today. This is yesterday. Rove traveled with President Bush when he spoke at a July 4th event in West Virginia today, but refused all requests for interviews about his role in the controversy that threatens to send Cooper of Time Magazine and Judith Mellon of the New York Times to jail this week for refusing to... Senator Chuck Schumer... that called on Rove to clear the air Sunday. Schumer said, quote, "We've heard it from his lawyer, but it'll be nice to hear directly from Mr. Rove that he didn't leak the identity of Valerie Plame and that he didn't direct anyone else to do such a dastardly thing." You know, end quote. That's Charles Schumer. You know what happens to me? I don't know if this happens to you, but anytime someone uses the word dastardly in a quote, that's it. That person is on my S list for the rest of time. Dastardly? You know, I expect Chuck Schumer to stand there twirling his mustache while he ties little Nell to the railroad tracks, right? Oh, what a dastardly thing to do! Come on, Schumer, wake up. The son of a bitch committed treason! That's not dastardly! That's a crime against the United States. Now have the nerve to say it, Chuck.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last.
At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
TNT This Weekend, from executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, Into the West is all new. From the first Wackin' West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
Into the West. Three chances to watch an all-new episode. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago. And they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call. And you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Somewhere at an undisclosed location, a vehicle is being loaded for an extraordinary mission. Cargo, satellite global positioning system, secure infrared mobile communications, and a large bag of flies. He's lean. He's green. He's headed your way.
Well, hello.
GEICO proudly presents the Gecko.
Come see the Gecko, appearing at the State Fair Meadowlands July 8th to the 10th. Yes, the Gecko from GEICO will be there in person to say hello, give away free gifts for the kids, and give you a chance to spin the Gecko wheel for a special prize. He may be small, but he's the biggest name in car insurance savings, and he'll be appearing at the State Fair Meadowlands at Meadowlands Sports Complex July 8th to the 10th. So look for him. He'll be looking for you.
The great mysteries of our time are about to be solved.
Why is everybody getting checked at the airport? Even if that Mexican does hijack a plane, where's he going? He's already here!
Comedy Central is bringing you Carlos Mencia's new series, Mind of Mencia, premiering tomorrow night at 10:30, 9:30 Central. It's comedy, parody, and brutal sincerity.
I'm tired of ugly chicks that wear shirts that say cutie.
An open mind with a mouth to match. Mind of Mencia, premiering tomorrow night at 10:30, 9:30 Central. Only on Comedy Central.
Yeah, I said it, but you were thinking it.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have
outing Valerie Plame, then these two men committed treason. So you know, there's nothing we can do about Rove except file criminal charges against it, and that's up to the United States Justice Department or the Solicitor General. I'm not sure who would file charges. As far as Cheney's concerned, impeachment proceedings should begin immediately, but they won't because the United States Congress, both houses, are under foreign occupation right now. They're controlled by these creatures from outer space who call themselves, quote, Christians, end quote, conservatives, neocon, whatever they are not human. They're from some other place. So there's not going to be articles of impeachment filed against Dick Cheney if he's still alive. Now, Karl Rove, you know, we a lot of us talk about, and I'm sure you do too, about the control that Rove has over Bush. Ah, well, it's kind of a mutual thing. You know, Rove gives Bush permission to go to the bathroom, but everybody knows that Bush and Rove are like frickin' frack. They're like joined at the hip. One does not do something without the other one knowing about it. Karl Rove releasing the name of a CIA undercover operative to this thuggish Novak character without Bush knowing about it is absurd. I can see Bush and Cheney and Rove sitting there when this all came about. Well, let's get Novak on the phone. For what? Well, let's dump on this bitch. You know, let's just dump on her. Her husband is out there filing truthful reports that there's no yellow cake coming from Niger. So let's dump on this bitch, okay? We don't need her. And if somebody dies, so what? We love death. Now, I'm sure that conversation took place. Because these three pigs that now run the United States of America, God bless it, Rove, Bush and Cheney are evil, wicked, nasty war criminals. Ted Rall writes, in war, collaborators are more dangerous than enemy forces, for they betray with intimate knowledge and painful detail and demoralize by their cynical example. This explains why, Ted Rall writes, at the end of occupations, the newly liberated exact vengeance upon their treasonous countrymen, even as they allow foreign troops to conduct an orderly withdrawal. Yeah, think, quick. French. What happened? Ah, another one. Yugoslavs. What happened when the partisans got hold of the collaborators with the Nazis? Huh? How many of them were strung up from the nearest lamppost? Collaborators are filth. They are pigs. They are the lowest form of life on the planet. They are vermin. Karl Rove,
Dick Cheney, George Bush, Berman, treasonous, war criminals. Ted Rall writes, if, as state-controlled media insists, there is such a creature as a global war on terrorism, our enemies are underground Islamist organizations allied with or ideologically similar to those that attacked us on 9/11. But who are the collaborators? As far as we know, no one of what passes for the left has betrayed the United States in the global war on terror. No anti-Bush progressive has made common cause with Al-Qaeda, Hamas, the Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan, or any other officially designated so-called terrorist group. No American liberal has handed over classified information or worked to undermine the CIA. But now it appears that Karl Rove has done exactly that!
Oops, don't scream, Mike. Don't scream. It makes people change channels, and it drives your blood pressure up. Just a little bit more here from Ted Rall. Ted Rall's a great writer. If Newsweek's report is accurate, Karl Rove is more morally repugnant and more anti-American than Osama bin Laden. Bin Laden, after all, has no affiliation with, and therefore no presumed loyalty to, the United States. Rove, on the other hand, is a U.S. citizen and is Deputy White House Chief of Staff, a high-ranking official of the U.S. government sworn to uphold and defend our nation, its laws, and its interests. Yet he sold out America just to get even with Joe Wilson! Osama bin Laden, conversely, is loyal to his cause. He has never exposed an Al-Qaeda agent's identity to the media. Knowingly, quote, knowingly revealing Plame's name and undercover status to the media is a violation of the Intelligence Identities Protection Act and is punishable by as much as 10 years in prison, end quote, notes the Washington Post. Unmasking an intelligent agent during a time of war, however, surely rises to giving aid and comfort to America's enemies. Treason! By the way, treason is punishable by execution under the United States Code. Let me repeat that last sentence. Treason is punishable by execution under the United States. One more time. It has such a way of curling around my tongue when I say something like that about Karl Rove. Oh, boy. Treason is punishable by execution under the United States Code. So, how far up the White House food chain does the rot of treason go? Time magazine in 2002 wrote, Bush has always known how to keep Karl Rove in his place. Time magazine also wrote about a symbiotic relationship between these two thugs that goes all the way back to 1973. And as Ted Rall writes, this isn't some rogue plumber's operation. Rove would never go it alone on a high-stakes action like Valerie Plame. It's a safe bet that other higher-ranking figures of the Bush cabal, almost certainly Dick Cheney, and possibly Bush himself, signed off before Rove called Novak. For the sake of national security, those involved should be removed from office at once. Yes, you're so right, Ted. Ted Rall. You can find him. TedRall.com. Hell, I don't know. But the guy is a genius. He's just one of the best writers on the Internet. He's one of the best writers, period. So there you have it. One last thing. Capitol Hill Blue wrote a year ago. Here's what they wrote. June 3rd, 2004. Witnesses told a federal grand jury President George W. Bush knew about and took no action to stop the release of a covert CIA operative's name to a journalist in an attempt to discredit her husband, a critic of administration policy in Iraq. Their damning testimony from these witnesses has prompted Bush to contact an outside lawyer for legal advice because evidence increasingly points to his involvement in the leak of covert CIA operative Valerie Plame's name to syndicated columnist Robert Novak. The move suggests the president anticipates being questioned by prosecutors. Sources say grand jury witnesses have implicated the president and his top advisor, Karl Rove. White House spokesman, however, dismissed the hiring of outside counsel as a routine precaution. Oh, these dirty bastards. And you know what else they're going to find out eventually? Eventually. That the anthrax mailings, that was authorized by Karl Rove also. No, he didn't get his hands in it. Of course not.
No, you know.
That's one of the signature moves of somebody who follows the teaching of Niccolò Machiavelli. You don't ever leave your handprints around! No, 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 no! You hire some dumb bastard like Robert Novak to do it. So where do we stand now? Cooper and Miller may go to jail. Robert Novak is still out there sucking wind with his horrible comb-over, still appearing on CNN, still writing for the Chicago Sun-Times. And what about Karl Rove? What about Dick Cheney if he's still alive? What about George Bush? Over there in Glen Eagle, Scotland, dancing around. Hey, 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 I'm here in Scotland. What do y'all have under your kilts? Do you have black people here too? Is Scotland? I know a Scottish joke. I can't think of it right now. So there you have it, Truth Seeker. Your phone calls when we come back. We'll talk about other things, I guess, but we're going to take Karl Rove phone calls right now, and there's a bunch if you want to talk about it. So as soon as we come back, your phone calls. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. America is a nation of workaholics. As the latest issue of Mother Jones Magazine reports, we have a hard time even leaving the office. Last year, Americans forfeited an average of 3 vacation days each. That adds up to 415 million unused vacation days nationwide. Even if we do take a holiday, 30% of us do office work while on vacation. Only 20% of Americans have passports, compared to 75% of British citizens. One study even found that some Americans develop a flu-like leisure sickness on weekends and holidays because they have such a hard time taking a vacation. So, what can we do? Well, we can thank the labor movement for the vacation time that we do have. And we can all try to relax a little bit this summer. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Len. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Knowledge is power. Mastery of vocabulary, reading, grammar, and math are essential to get ahead in today's competitive job market. Any student not using Merit educational software puts themselves at a disadvantage. Merit software is designed to address the core competencies students require to succeed. Merit software provides personal responses to students' questions, Merit Software designs its software in-house and integrates customer feedback into every product they create. All Merit Software tracks student work in an easy-to-use record management for teachers, tutors, and parents, so you'll be able to accurately track their performance. Parents, we all want the best for our children. We want to give them every advantage we possibly can. Well, don't deny them the chance to raise their academic skills to their absolute pinnacle. Go to MeritSoftware.com today and purchase any of the incomparable software programs that will unlock your child's untapped potential. That's MeritSoftware.com to give your child the gift of success. So go to MeritSoftware.com today.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Okay, Laura is calling from the Bronx in New York City. Laura, welcome to the program. There's Laura. Hey, Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Laura.
Hello.
Hi, there you are.
Oh, good. I'm not new to your show. I've been listening for ages. But this is the first time I'm calling in because I watched a video clip on Crooks and Liars. I don't watch TV anymore. I can't stand it. I'm afraid I'm going to throw my shoe through the TV.
I hear you.
But they had Keith Olbermann interviewing John Dean this evening on Crooks and Liars.
Yeah, a couple of people sent me the link. I'll see it tonight.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It ends, it's the ending that made me think of you because he gets asked, what do you think about this act of somebody up in the White House sitting there silently as two reporters go to prison? Mm-hmm. And John Dean says, to protect these people, these reporters are going to prison. It's the ultimate act of cowardice on the part of this person, and it's not the act of someone who works in the government with the White House for the public. It's the act of someone who is like a mafia don or a drug kingpin. And I thought, yes, Mike, they're finally hearing it. It's the Bush crime family, like you've been yelling all this time.
Oh, you know? These people are awful.
Wonderful to hear it on TV because, you know, I tell people about your show, but, you know, they're still going home and watching this mainstream media garbage, and it's finally coming out. It's so exciting. I've been, when you were talking about the partisans taking it out on the traitors, I tell you, for so long now, I've been, you know, since the Abu Ghraib pictures are coming out and Rumsfeld with the same vase that was being looted the whole time.
Yeah.
I soothe myself by listening to you rant, please don't stop, and and by picturing Rumsfeld hanging there like Mussolini at the end.
Oh, God!
I do. That's what they deserve, a bunch of fascists, you know?
Oh, man, isn't that the truth? Yeah, Mussolini and his girlfriend really got it at the end, didn't they?
Boy, the Italians were really mad at them.
They hanged him upside down, even.
From a butcher's hook, yeah.
From a butcher's hook. I know. It's horrible, horrible.
Every once in a while, just to soothe myself, I picture Rumsfeld up there. Because he deserves it, man.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. All right. Well, Laura, thanks.
And this is a pointy-headed liberal peacenik who's never held a gun, but these people are awful.
I know, they're terrible.
So awful.
It's beyond belief sometimes, just beyond belief.
I cannot believe it. I'm walking like in a nightmare. I can't believe it. But thank you, because you bring me back to earth with your recognition of what reality actually is. Thank
Thanks for checking in, Laura.
Take care.
Have a nice evening.
Yeah, it's the worst thing it could possibly be. It's just, this whole thing, everything. Is there anything? Is there anything that this Bush crime family has touched that hasn't instantly turned to mud and spiders and dead things? Anything? Anything? You right-wingers who lurk around this program, I defy you, I challenge you. None of you have the courage God gave a pissant, but I challenge any of you to call this program and give us one thing that any member of the Bush crime family has touched that hasn't turned to mud and spiders and crap and trash and dead flesh. These people are like crypt raiders. It's horrifying. It's just horrifying. And now this. They will slip a shiv between somebody's fourth and fifth rib just as easily as they'll stick a straw into a milkshake. They don't care. They don't care. Hey, how many did you kill today? Oh, I got if you count the bombing, I probably got about 40. How many did you get? Well, I didn't have any bombing today. I can't authorize it anymore. But I probably got about 9. Did you? You killed 9? Yeah, I got 9. God, I wish I worked back in the Defense Department because, you know, then I could kill 40, 50, 60 a day. These miserable people. These miserable, miserable people. And they run our country. Lowell is calling from Tampa. Lowell, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you? I hope you had a great 4th.
Oh, I did. Got to shoot off a lot of fireworks and hang out with my kid and my wife. What could be better?
Well, you want some good news? Okay, well, first of all, about the Karl Rove thing, I knew he was from behind that from day one. It seems like him. Besides, Bush is too stupid to think it'd be something that Machiavellian. And even if Bush is questioned on the whole thing, he's probably going to get Dick Cheney, if he's still alive, to go in and hold his hand for a little.
Well, you know what I'd love to see? If they do decide to question Bush under oath or Rove, well, of course, Rove's already been done 3 times. But if they do decide to question him, do we get to see Bush the way we got to see Clinton talk about his girlfriend?
No.
Huh? Nah. We don't get to see Bush talk about treason, but we did get to see Clinton talk about his girlfriend. Oh, my God, yeah. That doesn't seem fair, Lowell.
I agree with you. But you know who the media is controlled by, and that's mostly the people on the right.
Boy, is that the truth.
And all those people. But on the similar subject, I think I've finally gotten through to that log cabin that I kept telling you about during my last couple of phone calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's finally convinced that the Iraq war is a sham.
Well, that's
that,
good.
Bush is responsible for whatever, and three things that did it.
Hey, hold on a second. We got a break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The Central American Free Trade Agreement is the centerpiece of George W. Bush's economic agenda. It's a giveaway to big business, a threat to workers and the environment in the U.S. and abroad, and an attack on the ability of citizens to regulate corporate behavior. It's opposed by labor, farm, environmental, and human rights groups, and it almost got beat in the U.S. Senate. CAFTA won Senate approval only because 10 Democrats supported it. Those Democrats, New Mexico's Jeff Bingaman, Washington's Maria Cantwell, Delaware's Tom Carper, California's Dianne Feinstein, Arkansas's Blanche Lincoln, Washington's Patty Murray, Florida's Bill Nelson, Nebraska's Ben Nelson, Arkansas's Mark Pryor, and Oregon's Ron Wyden, as well as Vermont independent Jim Jeffords, who often caucuses with Democrats, gave Bush a victory last week. They should be ashamed. For more on the fight against CAFTA, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Here are 2 things you could do right now on Geico.com. 1, you could see the gecko do the robot. 2, see how much you could save on your car insurance. And when you think about it, it's really a valuable use of your time. I mean, when was the last time you saw a gecko do the robot? Come to think of it, when was the last time your car insurance company actually saved you money? Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Keep on the sunny side.
Have a bewitching summer at Days Inns. And get $250 in discount coupons every time you stay. Book your stay at daysinn.com and enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes. You could win 1 million trip rewards points or $100 in free gasoline, like magic.
Why don't you keep on the sunny side of life?
Days Inn, the best value under the sun. See Bewitched in theaters this summer. No purchase necessary. Legal residents 18 or older, ends 9/15. Subject to rules at daysinn.com.
Hi, this is Larry King. If you're drinking orange juice to be healthy, why not consider drinking Welch's 100% grape juice, too? According to research, Welch's 100% grape juice has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. Because Welch's is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. So it's actually good for your heart. So while OJ may be a good way to start your day, delicious Welch's grape juice is a great way to enjoy your life. Welch's 100% grape juice. Be heart smart. Pour yourself a glass today.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. A federal counterterrorism center reports there were nearly 3,200 terrorist attacks worldwide last year. They used a broader definition that multiplied by five the number of attacks the agency had been counting. The National Counterterrorism Center's interim director, John Brennan, called a new database that was going online today, quote, the most comprehensive U.S. effort to date to track terrorist incidents worldwide. In 2004, the Counterterrorism Center reports, there were 3,192 terror attacks worldwide, with over 28,000 people killed or wounded. A peace agreement signed today on Darfur. Better times could be at hand for the troubled region in Sudan. The Sudanese government and two rebel groups signed the agreement on how to resolve the conflict in that area. The three all signed the Declaration of Political Principles, which outlines a long-term solution to the crisis. It is estimated the conflict has resulted in about 180,000 deaths. It began more than 2 years ago, and mainly ethnic African rebels launched an uprising against what they say were decades of neglect. Sudan's Arab-dominated government and pro-government Arab tribal fighters are charged with retaliating by launching coordinated attacks on ethnic African farmers. George Bush is in Denmark now, visiting a strong Iraq war ally en route to the G8 summit in Scotland. Air Force One touched down in Copenhagen after a 7.5-hour flight from Washington. Bush and First Lady Laura Bush then got onto a helicopter for a flight to a castle to spend the night as guests of the Queen. The stopover is a thank you to the Danes for keeping 500-plus troops in Iraq. Aides say Bush spent a couple hours of the flight looking over briefing material on possible Supreme Court nominees. Spokesman Scott McClellan says Bush is considering more than a half dozen nominees, and will weigh his options over the next few weeks. Tomorrow, after meetings with the Danes, Bush heads to the Scottish golf resort of Glen Eagles for the annual summit, focusing this year on Africa and global warming. One U.S. soldier killed, two others wounded by a roadside bomb northeast of Baghdad today. The military says the incident occurred in Diyala province. At least 1,745 members of the U.S. military have died since the war started. The Pentagon says it cannot confirm al-Qaeda in Iraq's behind the kidnapping of Egypt's top diplomat in Baghdad, but Defense Department spokesman Lawrence Derita says if true, it shows that the group is targeting countries, he says, that are helping the U.S. boost democracy in Iraq. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Fuel your excitement and save at the Sea-Doo Full Throttle Summer Event. Get credit of up to $500 in free gas when you buy a Sea-Doo personal watercraft. Or choose financing as low as 6.9% on wave-hopping watercrafts like the Room for 3 RXT, the most powerful personal watercraft on the market. The Sea-Doo Full Throttle Summer Event. It's a gas. Sea-Doo, leave everything else behind. Promotion ends 7/15/05. See dealer for complete offer details. Restrictions and fees may apply.
How does America say dry eye relief?
Similisan.
Similisan?
Similisan.
However they pronounce it, people agree. Homeopathic Similisan is the over-the-counter way to dry eye relief. They know that eye doctor recommended Similisan stimulates your eye's natural ability to moisturize themselves. No harsh chemicals, no known side effects, just fast, healthy relief. So no matter how you ask for it,
Similasan.
Similasan.
Similasan means healthy relief. Similisan dry eye relief at retailers everywhere.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-440-1491. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-440-1491. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-440-1491. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-440-1491.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Next time on our show, the liberal echo chamber gets a fine tuning with our regulars, Media Matters' David Brock, Newsweek's Jonathan Alter, and John Dickerson, who is currently between jobs, but he better find something soon because Lord knows his Franken gig doesn't even pay minimum wage. Three people I always agree with agreeing with me. Next time on Franken.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. We were talking with Lowell in Tampa right before the break. Let's go back to Lowell. Wrap it up for me, buddy. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, like I said, I think I turned the log cabin person around, particularly about a rock, at least on that part.
Well, that's three good.
Three things that did it. One, him listening to the BS press conference from last week, because he finally noticed that, there was no mention of WMDs. Two, it's basically the same thing he said over and over and over again, and, of course, the ad nauseum 9/11 references. And he actually looked up some of the stuff that Bush has said, and it didn't check out. Number two was I let him listen to a copy I had of your program following that press conference, and he actually looked up, once again looked it up, and stuff that you said made more sense. And finally, a quote from Walter Cronkite, of all people, that I had posted on my new political blog. And basically, it was about Cronkite's reaction to the Vietnam War,
and
how it fits, how that same quote fit it into the Iraq War. And he's finally starting to wake up.
All right, so you're telling me that your log cabin Republican friend has decided that maybe it's not good to be a log cabin Republican.
Yeah, or at least not a Bush supporter anyway.
I hear that. Thanks, Lowell. I appreciate you checking in, pal. Thank you. Got a couple of emails here. Let me share it with you real quick. This is from Big Dave. Big Dave writes, Mike, when a flight gets delayed for a few minutes so a Democratic president can have a haircut, the media media spends several weeks portraying this as scandalous or haircut gate. When a Republican president tells NORAD to stand down as the Twin Towers are attacked, the media is silent. When a Democratic president exercises his right to fire corrupt travel office staff and hire ethical replacements, the media spends years portraying this as scandalous or Travelgate. When a Republican president hires fake reporters, the media is silent. When a Democrat loses money in a land deal, it's a scandal. But when a Republican gets a yacht and a house in exchange for votes, that would be Duke Cunningham, the media is silent. When a Democrat talks loudly, it's a scandal or Screamgate. When a Democrat sneezes, it's Coldgate. When a Democrat walks, it's Walkgate. Here, Karl Rove, with a wink, a nod, and the knowledge of Bush committed treason by outing an undercover CIA agent, the media does nothing. Bush and Rove are able to get away with this, with being murderers and treasonists, because the media enables them. Thus, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox are not much better than Rove and Bush themselves. Well, yeah, okay. Thanks, Big Dave. And then this one from Gary in Houston. Mike, so Joe Wilson may finally get his fervent wish of seeing Rove do the frog march in handcuffs for betraying Wilson's wife to our enemies. Now Rove is swaddled in the counsel of those awful trial lawyers. Notice how trial lawyers are special interests who are terrible as environmental and public health and safety lobbyists, plaintiff advocates, and Democratic nominees for office. Oh, the trial lawyers. But once they start representing right-wing weasels, their advice is sacrosanct. I've never, Gary writes, been in awe of Rove's powers as a manipulator of political power and public perception. He's a latter-day P.T. Barnum who plays to the worst instincts of the American people. He distracts folks with phony controversies during a crisis like the 2000 vote fraud, the lead-up to the Iraq invasion, the 2004 vote fraud, and so on. Then when the news finally bleeds out, the Florida voter purge, the corrupted cherry-picked intelligence on Iraq, the vote manipulation in Ohio, then the corporate media and, as a result, the public, consider those revelations old news. It's impossible for ethical, rational, and intelligent citizens to counter those sleazy tactics. Besides, most people are either languishing in their entertainment stupor or are too busy overworking themselves to stay afloat in this funhouse mirror economy. It's our only hope, but being an honest progressive activist in the United States of America is like betting against a house at a Vegas casino. Cheers, despite Gary in Houston. All right. Art is calling from Virginia. Art, welcome to the program.
You talked to you a couple months ago about my son coming home from the Marines.
Yes, sir. And how'd that work out?
He's home safe and sound. He's got a job cleaning pools.
Well, good for him. He's not going to be called back, is he?
I don't think so. No.
Hey, what's his attitude? What's his attitude, Art?
He doesn't speak about it much, but it's one of these that we don't belong there. I mean, he know it.
He just kind of keeps that to himself?
Yeah, he's kind of a quiet kid.
All right. Now, how do you notice any difference in how you and he relate before and after?
Oh, no. I served in the military. I knew mm-hmm. what it was all about.
Right, so he doesn't, he's not going out of his way to make a statement one way or the other with you, but you and your son have kind of an understanding.
He doesn't have to talk.
I got you.
I know what, you know.
All right, last question, is he okay?
Yeah, he seems to be pretty good.
All right, now, what you really called in about?
Well, I thought you might want to know where Cheney probably is.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, they have about 11 underground cities in the Mid-Atlantic states connected. You've been to D.C.?
Yes, sir.
You know the Metro?
Yes, sir.
Well, the same machinery that built the Metro, the Corps of Engineers, built these tunnels that they put the connect these underground cities with.
Yeah.
I have been told there's now 11. I know where four of them are.
And now, when you say underground cities, you don't mean like cities. You mean
shelters.
Okay, I got you.
But they are cities. I mean, they have malls in there and everything. Just like you have a shopping mall at the Pentagon, they have one at these
places. Oh, you mean like a PX?
Well, big. They're big.
Yeah, okay.
I've got friends that have driven from one of them to the other in their cars. They say you can drive a semi through these tunnels.
Damn, are you serious?
I'm serious. They're building one now in Colorado that ultimately is going to have the National Security Agency is going to be headquartered there. And some of these people that I know over there think that there's maybe more devious plans than that, like everybody important goes under and they drop some kind of a bomb to get rid of the rest of us. I mean, it sounds screwy, but...
Well, now, I knew about the one in West Virginia that had been there since the height of the Cold War, but what you're telling me here is brand spanking new. Let me ask you something. Can you send me any sort of link to any sort of article or anything about this art?
This
underground city stuff.
Well, the FEMA is the big one. That's the one that was it was declassified for a couple of years after the Cold War ended, and open to the public for a brief time. But that's been closed down. That's the main one. That's the one they built in 1954.
That in West Virginia?
No, in Virginia.
It's Virginia.
You go along. You take a hike on the Appalachian Trail. Go between Route 7 and Route 50.
Yeah.
A lot of radios again.
Well, I knew about the one in the east, and I think there's something in Montana. But what you're telling me now is something I've never heard before, and I'd like to get some more information on it. So
it's very tough to find any of this stuff. I can just tell you, like the original safe house was Memorial Bridge. There's an apartment building to one of the columns there. That you can approach it. You can see the brass doors. It's on the west side, and that's where the OSS and the early CIA used to put the defectors and all. Used to hide them out in there.
But
now they got. If you ever ride along the parkway. Where the CIA building is, you'll always see that the Federal Highway Administration's on the same grounds. And if you wonder why, that was back in the 50s. That was to keep people from questioning where all these trucks full of dirt were going when they built the first one from there up to the mountain at Berryville.
Well, I'd like, Art, do me a favor. If you can track something down, send it to me or send me a link because I'd like to get more info on this. Thanks, Art. Thanks for checking in, pal. Tell your son I said hey and... To not get activated again. Just stay home. Stay home. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
When you're talking to yourself, don't hear a thing. When our history unfolds before you, to shelter us.
The Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
Bob.
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You got to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
Yeah, my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over a $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Americans for Energy Independence at EI2025.org urges you to take action and free our nation from the grip of foreign oil imports. Before you purchase your next car, truck, van, or SUV, consider that $200 billion of our hard-earned dollars will be spent purchasing foreign oil, money that goes to many questionable governments. Nearly $40 billion will be paid to Saudi Arabia alone. You can make a difference, and your voice will be heard at EI2025.org. We must make the Middle East strategically irrelevant, and you have the power to help. Join us. Americans for Energy Independence is dedicated to making our country energy independent by the year 2025. But we need you. Get involved and explore the possibilities at EI2025.org. Together we can claim our nation's second independence. EI2025.org. That's EI2025.org.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Hey, this is kind of interesting. If you do a Google on FEMA underground cities, those three words, you get all sorts of interesting stuff. Like our last caller was talking about. Oh, my God. So check it out. Very quickly here, one of our regulars emailed in a quote from Cicero. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly, but the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of the nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murder is less to fear. Cicero, writing about Karl Rove. Bernie is calling from New Hampshire. Bernie, welcome to the program. Hey, Bernie.
Hi, how's it going?
Going fine, sir.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And keep on screaming. It helps me feel better, too.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about your point on the Rove's defense about whether he knowingly knew he was releasing this information. I think it needs to go back to the original article by Bob Novak that says, specifically, Wilson never worked for the CIA, but his wife, Valerie Plame, is an agency operative on weapons of mass destruction. That part of his story was the linchpin of discrediting Wilson as someone who reported this information. So
right.
To me, that was like, that was the linchpin of this. Without that information, there would be no story, because they say he wasn't appointed by anybody in the upper levels of CIA. He was chosen by his wife to go over there. And without that, there's not really a defense. So if they try to use that as Rove's legal defense, and I hope that they do, really everything that you need to take that defense apart is right in that paragraph,
mm-hmm.
in the original article.
Well, that's a good point. I just wonder, though, don't you, if Rove will suffer any sort of consequence whatsoever, even if the press will continue to dance around this issue the way it's been dancing around it over the 4th of July weekend. Either it's going to be a dead story by tomorrow's news, it'll disappear from, and I've yet to see anything in the Times about New York Times about it. Maybe there has been something, but either the story will disappear completely, or I believe it will become a huge story and Rove will have to resign, and it may bring down the Bush administration. But I tend to believe that the former will happen more so than the latter, because we don't have a press in this country or print medium in this country that's worth a tinker's damn, as far as I'm concerned. Where concerns these issues?
I agree. And I was, you know, just reading tonight on Democratic Underground that O'Donnell was on Newsnight with CNN.
Yeah.
And he's now backpedaling and saying, well, Rove will just get away with it. They can't punish him. And just a bunch of gobbledygook about how, you know, just trying to cool down the story and say that Rove's not really going to get punished for this anyway. So now I have my doubts about it as well, that anything will come out of it.
Yeah, this administration gets punished for nothing. They can start wars based on lies. They can send thousands of people to their deaths. They can blow children up. They can drop bombs. They can do torture. They can legalize and sanctify and sanitize torture. They can do anything. And as far as this pissant little columnist Bob Novak and his incestuous relationship with Bush and the rest of these pigs in D.C., none of us, not you, not me, really believe, do we, Bernie, that anybody will be held responsible for this, because these people are so far above the law as to render them untouchable. There's nothing that will happen here, nothing. You know, like the traffic cop says, move along, there's nothing here to see.
Yep, I agree. I have my serious doubts about it, just like every other thing that's come out. It just seems just to slide right off them. They've got, you know, Teflon coating on every single one of them.
I hear you. Thanks for checking in, Bernie. Appreciate it. You have a nice evening. All right, take care. We'll be right back.
I don't worry about anything here in Washington, D.C. They eat the bread of sorrow. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello, my name's Smokey and I'm a hardcore biker. I'm here to tell you that Geico... Hold on a sec. Is this the right music, bro? Really? Anyway, Geico covers most kinds of bikes, so you can get money-saving discounts whether you're a casual weekend rider or a hardcore biker like me. You see, man, I'm not sure. This music don't make a lick of sense.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
TNT This Weekend, from executive producer Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks Television, Into the West is all new. From the first Wagon West to a clash of two nations.
The white men are like locusts.
From the California Gold Rush to a railroad that united a country.
I came out west to make my fortune.
Into the West. Three chances to watch an all-new episode. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See it Friday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes and newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
Planet Check. The Green Radio Minute.
Cultural creatives are that part of the American population and European population who are really interested in saving the planet. They're folks who care a lot about ecology.
That's Paul Ray, author of The Cultural Creatives. Ray's book is based on 15 years of research with 150,000 people who've been involved for years with various social movements.
From the WTO to women's movement, environmental movement, personal growth, organic food, alternative health care. What we're looking at is the emergence of a new culture. That's why I call them cultural creatives.
Cultural creatives are very active in helping create new solutions for the planet.
They're looking at a culture that is potentially sustainable for the long-term future.
Find the book at Amazon.com.
The Cultural Creatives.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Piramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Believe in your music. Piramind.com.
For just 46 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered every business day. That's just 46 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. The Journal delivers the useful information you need to save time and money. Call now and save 50% off the Journal's regular rate for new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only. Call 800-220-8833. That's 800-220-8833 for the Wall Street Journal.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
Jerry Springer.
100 detainees have died in U.S. custody so far. Got it? 100 detainees have died in our custody. They didn't just get a heart attack. They didn't just get leukemia. They died. We need an investigation. What's happening to these people? How many of them are being, you know, so tortured or so mistreated that they're dying? We have to figure out, is this really, really a pervasive problem?
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
I need this hopeless feeling. 26 before the hour. Let me see here. Herb is calling from Mississippi. Herb, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. You might not remember me. I called you on a Veterans Day not long ago. I'm a disabled Vietnam-era veteran.
I believe I do. I believe I do remember that, Herb.
Okay, when I called, I was rather in a bad mood because I was upset with everything, and I'm still upset, but I'm kind of active in it. You know, I've become an activist.
I hear you. That's good. That's a good thing to be.
Yeah, we've got to do everything we can to defeat these people. And one thing that I'm so glad that Karl Rove is getting this press is he is the, I guess you would call Goering or Goebbels, whatever, the propaganda minister of this group.
Right.
And if you'll watch Rove, he sneaks behind the shadows. And the one that sneaks behind the shadows is the one that's doing the damage.
Yeah, that's the truth.
And this man is, he is the corrupt of the corrupt. I've made some videos that are hosted at ourmedia.org about different things that these people have done. And I made one where I was just listing the corruption of the Greedy Outlaws a Privileged Party.
Mm-hmm.
GOP, and I actually made about 4 minutes long, and I had so much I had to leave out over half.
The Greedy Outlaws Privileged Party, it just hit me. The GOP. All right, now, you've got some videos up at a website?
Yeah, there's this place called ourmedias.org that hosts videos. Anybody can post there. It's a grassroots media thing.
All right, spell it out, because I'm not getting it. What's the website?
Okay, our, media, M-E-D-I-A,
right.
.org.
Ourmedia.org. Okay, got it.
And I just wish everybody would join it because it's got over 25,000 members. It's worldwide.
Huh.
And
I've never heard of it until you just brought it up. Herb.
Well, I found out about it on Randy Rhodes' forum.
Oh, okay. Then it's got to be legit.
And I have put, I think, like 17 different things. I put one called America the Beautiful, where I got Ray Charles singing in the background America the Beautiful with his version of it, his rendition.
Right.
And I've got these pictures of Vietnam, Korea, and then I pop up with Bush budget cuts, beds for veteran care.
Well, we're going to check it out. A lot of people are going to check our media.
Ourmedia.org.
.org. All
right. Now, if you want to see my videos, they're listed under Golden Eagle.
Golden Eagle.
But I didn't call it promote site, but since
I love internet videos. Some of the best.
I saw yours, by the way, with the 14 points of fascism.
Well, that's just my voice. That's Eric Blumridge, who operates bushflash.com, mm-hmm. which is another great site.
Yeah.
Takebackthemedia.com.
Assemble man in them. Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, well, you're you know all these people. You know.
Sure, but I do this, and I have a lot of pictures I will repeat over and over because I try to make sure the key points that I want out get out.
Yes.
I did one on Pat Tillman, All-American.
Ooh.
And at the end of it, I've got George Bush hiding.
Mm.
On September the 11th.
All right, we're gonna check them out, Herb.
I didn't mean to get onto the.
That's all right. You got a lot said, and I appreciate it.
But I want to tell you, the other night you were talking about you were going to have to stop and seriously consider on continuing your program.
Oh, we already consider it. We'll be here.
Okay, you better be.
Okay, thanks for checking in, Herb.
Sure, Mike. Thank you.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. All right, now don't everybody crash that site, ourmedia.org. And Herb's is Golden Eagle. Find Golden Eagle and check him out. Go take a look. What the hell? I would right now, but I can't. No, what we said, what I said the other night, I don't think Kathy said it too, but I said the other night, was just, you know, it just gets frustrating. But and you really do start to consider, don't you? Come on, you do too. All right, so you don't work in radio, but I mean, you consider whether or not it's even worth going to the meetings you go to or participating in the websites you participate in or keeping yourself informed about these evil bastards. You know as well as I do that after a while it starts to fatigue you, right? Can I use fatigue as a verb? Oh, well. It starts to fatigue you and make you start to lose your grip. You know that, right? That's all. That was me shouting into the night, okay? I'm not going anywhere. Hell, I don't have any skills. I don't know what I have no way to make a living unless I stay. Of course, Kathy could. Can you support me? Would you support me? Huh? You would. Now, we could live cheap. We've always lived cheap. Jesus, when Kathy and I got together, I didn't have a job. Huh?
Well, I was kind of thinking about getting another job or going out in the workforce after you retire, but then I read Rick Santorum's book and I just want to stay home and bake cookies.
Oh, my God. Cheryl is calling from Atlanta. Hey, Cheryl, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Oh, hi. This Karl Rove thing is truly disgusting.
Isn't it?
But I wanted to ask, did you get my letter? I sent it to you to the radio station in Atlanta.
No, you have to send me stuff to a P.O. box. I'm not affiliated with WWAA at all. They're just a station that carries the program.
If I call the station, can they give me the...
I'll give it to you right now. You got something to write with?
Yeah.
Okay, P.O. box 238.
Okay.
Decatur, Georgia.
Okay.
30031.
Okay, because I don't have a computer.
Oh, okay. Well, no,
couldn't send you an email.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd love to hear from you. Send me whatever you like, Cheryl. Just don't put in it. Just make sure there's no white powder in it. Okay.
Oh, definitely. Because security can be a problem, especially for someone in your.
Yeah. All right. Now, what you really wanted to talk about was Karl Rove.
Yeah, I could talk about that. I mean. Well, I'm sitting here listening, and how the traitor issues come up, and I haven't really heard what the right wing radio people are saying about this, but they're always carping about Jane Fonda being a traitor, and I bet you they're not saying anything about this.
Well, they're probably trying to figure out some way to blame it on Clinton. Surely the guy will be blamed on Clinton, or there will be a diversionary tactic. I don't listen to right wing radio because I'm afraid of going insane. And you know, let's face it, the people who listen to right-wing radio, like Neil Bortz's program, are murderers who are in insane asylums. So, no, I don't pay any attention to right-wing, that's hard to say, right-wing radio. Try to say that 10 times real fast, and you get your tongue in front of your eye teeth, you can't see what you're saying. But,
yeah, well, I listen to Bortz occasionally. I don't do it as much as anymore since I found out that I could get Arab America in Atlanta, because I didn't know that for a while.
Well, protect your sanity, Cheryl, okay?
But sometimes I listen to him. Well, especially when he's talking about something I agree with, because he's a libertarian, he does agree with me sometimes.
Well.
And he likes to get, and I love it when he gets on the Christian people who send him hate mail because he doesn't agree with him on stuff like that.
Well, you know, I've known libertarians, and trust me, Neil Bortz is not libertarian. He's a selfish little punk.
Yeah, that's what he says. But
right, he's just totally selfish.
Since I found out I can get Air America in Atlanta,
well, good.
I listen to that.
Well, that's the safe thing to do, because then you won't go insane. Cheryl, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. Who's this from? Spitfire. Oh, this is one of the folks who posts a lot at our message board, MikeMalloy.com. Spitfire writes in, can't get through, but I like it if Mike mentioned this on the air. She writes, and I know it's a she writes a flashback to the old IE America days. That's where I worked before here. She writes, I did some research back then and came to the conclusion that the actual person who made the call to Novak was Ari Fleischer. Here's how I connected the dots. 1. Robert Novak's article came out on a Tuesday. 2. Ari announced he was leaving out of the blue that Friday. 3. The media waited for weeks until Ari was gone before the first question was asked about the Bob Novak article. And 4. The response from the White House was, quote, we checked and nobody who is now in the White House made the call, end quote.
He knew it's now in the White House, sons of bitches.
And then Spitfire writes, it's pretty obvious that Ari was operating under orders from Karl Rove. Who else would you use to contact the press other than the press secretary? Simple Scotty immediately took the tactic that this was old news and not something he needed to bother with. One of Ari's last goodbyes was, it's time for me to go. All right, Spitfire may be onto something here. Ari Fleischer, who just reminded me so much of a Nazi prison guard, didn't he? The pencil neck geek, remember him? We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
What the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil man. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking pencil neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil to homo lead, it looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head. Add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating pencil neck geek. Pencil neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking peehead with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Locke with the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes in newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
This is Rachel if you're on Air America Radio. If you're listening to Air America, you're smart enough to know that there are laws to protect you from sex discrimination, that you're entitled to equal pay for equal work, that sexual harassment and pregnancy discrimination are illegal, and that you have the right to take time off for the birth or adoption of your baby. But you also know that in these times, discrimination is alive and well in corporate America. In the area of law known as employment discrimination, you need civil rights attorneys on your side, lawyers who will advise you about what to do before the situation goes from bad to worse. Talk to the Women's Rights in the Workplace Advocates at Tuckner, Sipser, Weinstock, and Sipser before you take any steps which may affect your livelihood. If you're facing sex discrimination on the job or discrimination of any kind, call the lawyers at Tuckner, Sipser, the Women's Rights in the Workplace Advocates. They'll help you to stand up and fight for your right to be equal. Call them at 866-FEM-LAWS. That's 866-FEMLAWS. Or check them out online at www.womensrightsny.com.
Are you tired of mortgage, car, and credit card payments? What if I told you that you could eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, in 9 years or less? You probably wouldn't believe me, and I wouldn't have believed it either, until I met financial advisor Howard Ruff, author of The Truth, What Debt Reduction Companies Don't Want You to Know. He recommends No More Mortgage as the ideal solution for elimination of your debts. They took my 30-year mortgage, my car loans, my IRS debt, and my credit card bills, and consolidated them into a custom plan just for me. I'll be completely out of debt in under 8 years, and it didn't cost me one penny more than what I was already paying. This is the real deal. Call them now.
800-401-9418. No More Mortgage is not a debt consolidation company. They eliminate debt. If you're a homeowner and have $10,000 or more in non-mortgage debt, call now. 800-401-9418. 800-401-9418.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's More Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour. Oh, by the way, before we go back to your phone calls, this is on the local news here in Atlanta tonight, and Kirk sent me an email reminding me of it. Channel 2, which is the ABC affiliate here, the local Channel 2 news guy, investigator, whatever, has found out that Zell Miller, when he left the governor's mansion, now this goes back a couple of years ago, he took with him the mansion expense account money. About $61,000 was the amount. And he's, as far as I know, as far as the reporter said, he's the only guy who ever did something like this. You know, he took the household money, is what it amounts to. This cheap bastard, he stole $61,000. Now, did he really steal it? Well, you know, I don't know. But he's out touring. What's his book, Deficit in Decency? Is a Deficit of Decency or something like that? You know, this weasel is out touring about his book. And you know, he's a good Christian now, I guess. And in order to be a good Christian in America 2005, apparently you have to be a Bush sucker. But here he is out there signing autographs for his book, A Deficit of Decency. And, of course, I guess he's mostly referring to the party that gave him his, employed him for 30 years, his entire working life. There's nothing that Zell Miller ever did except be a Democrat, a Democratic a politician. Until, I guess somebody, some religious right freak got to him and said, Zell, you know what, you're getting old, you're going to die and you're going to go to hell unless you, really, 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 really accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior and George W. Bush as Jesus' brother. And if you don't do that, you're going to burn in hell all eternity. You know you're getting old. You're getting all wrinkled and nasty looking. And crazy, death is right around the corner for you, Zell, so you better get right with Jesus. And the only way you can do that is to start attacking Democrats. Now, you don't have to say you're a Republican. You can get out there without that mush-mouth nonsense of yours from living up bar too long in them mountains and talk about how you'll always be a Democrat. You're never going to leave the Democratic Party, but you hate them because they're nothing but vermin. Well, now Channel 2, the ABC affiliate here, says there's more tomorrow on this story. But what a cheesy little bastard. I mean, isn't that kind of just, ooh, oh, yeah. You know, even Sonny Perdue, our new Republican governor who stole the office, he was queried today by the Channel 2 reporter. He said, no, I'd never take that money. That money should run the governor's mansion. You know, and previous Democratic governors, that's all we've ever had here since the South got its ass whipped by those damn Yankees. But, nobody's ever done this before. I think there was, who was the governor? There was a governor, George Busby, who's dead now. I think his former press secretary, Busby was governor way back in the late 70s, early 80s. And his press secretary said, yeah, well, if there was 1,000 or two left over at the end of the term, at the end of the year, the governor would put it into some fund, I don't know what. But the only one who actually stole it is Zell Miller. Well, what a downfall. At one time this guy was Zell Miller. He looked like a real Democrat from the South, not one of these racist bastards that hides behind. I'm not saying Zell is racist. I don't know if he is or not. First person he ever went to work for was what's his name? The Pickwick restaurant guy. White Southern. You remember Kathy. What was his name? He was governor here for a while. The Pickwick restaurant, the axe handles,
Exactly how old do you think I am?
No, come on. It wasn't that long. What the hell was his name? Oh, God!
Stonewall Jackson.
He had the Pickwick restaurant. You know, he gave out the axe handles to keep the Negroes from coming in and eating his damn old nasty chicken.
Say Pickwick.
He was the governor. Lester Maddox. There, my brain finally kicked in. Lester Maddox.
Now scream like Zell.
Lester Maddox. He was the first one that hired Zell Miller, and Zell had to rise above that. Lester Maddox, old backward bicycle riding freak, white racist. But Zell, in his heyday, a lot of us white liberals or white progressives, and even a few black liberals and black progressives, who here in the South have learned time and time again, don't trust anybody who's white. But some of us came together in the belief that Zell Miller might be a white Southern Democrat who really would be a progressive, a liberal Democrat. Turned out he was nothing but a cheesy-ass hustler, a thief, stealing the money out of the pantry, stealing the pantry money. How sneaky is that? Oh, come on, Zell. Hell, we could have taken up a collection for you, bro. You know, there's at least 61,000 people in the state who would have kicked in a buck. Golly. Now, is it illegal what he did? Nah, not really. Is it cheesy? Is it cheap? I think so. So that's our Zell Miller update. What else we got? No time. All right, here's what we'll do. We got to take a break here. When we come back, right back to your phone calls. If you do want to call in, you're going to have to wait here. All the lines are filled up, but the number is 866-303-2270. And we'll do that when we come back. We have another hour of fun and frivolity here, so stick around, all right? This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Anti-Drug.
Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
So, you're comparing online car insurance quotes and you wonder, am I comparing apples to apples or oranges to kumquats? With Progressive Direct, you'll know. Go to progressive.com and you'll see a clear, easy-to-read chart comparing each company's rates and coverages. And if you have a question, just call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and a licensed insurance professional will pick up right where you left off online. So you can be sure. Available in most states and situations. Progressive Housing and Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Heavy rain and high winds are pounding the Louisiana coast as Tropical Storm Cindy begins to batter that area. The National Hurricane Center says Cindy is packing sustained winds of 70 miles an hour, but it is the rain that has forecasters concerned. They say several inches of rain are expected to cause widespread flooding. The Hurricane Center is also keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Dennis. Weather Bug meteorologist Joe Bartosik says we're already having a storm season for the record books.
We are very busy. In fact, this has never happened in recorded history. Records go back to 1851, and this today, July 5th, 2005, is a new date in the record books in the Atlantic Hurricane Basin. We've never had four storms this early in the season, so 2005 already off to kind of an ominous record start.
Tropical Storm Dennis is moving through the Caribbean and is expected to become a hurricane the U.S. may need to worry about during this weekend. The Pentagon is refusing to elaborate on the discovery of two dead Navy SEALs in Afghanistan. They were part of a four-man special operations team that came under enemy fire. Spokesman Lawrence Derita was pressed for more information during a Pentagon news briefing.
There are people who are right now conducting an operation, and their lives are at risk, and there's just nothing, and I think you guys all understand that there's nothing we can do to help the situation. Thank you.
President Bush arrived in Denmark ahead of the Group of Eight summit that opens later today. He flies to the summit in Scotland later today, where thousands of protesters are planning to march near the hotel hosting Bush and the seven other leaders of the world's most powerful nations. British Prime Minister Tony Blair says he wants the meeting to result in measures that help with African poverty and global warming. A team of British scientists believes it's found new evidence that humans settled in the New World of America 30,000 years earlier than had been believed. Footprints have been discovered in an abandoned quarry in Mexico. Suzanne Chislett reports.
The British team found the footprints in a layer of volcanic ash in a quarry 80 miles southeast of Mexico. Extensive testing has shown that they were left some 40,000 years ago when the area was a lake shoreline. Scientists had believed the first human settlers on the Americas arrived by foot, crossing a land bridge between Siberia and Alaska around 12,500 years ago. But confirmation of the dates of the footprints suggests the first inhabitants traveled by boat, as the land bridge is not thought to have existed at the time. Suzanne Chislett, London.
An executive with Rocket Plane Limited told Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas Tuesday Its company is on track to launch commercial space flights from Oklahoma in 2007. Rocket Plane plans to charge $200,000 for a 45-minute flight reaching 60 miles above Earth. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Never, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
It's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000. You can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095. 800-708-3095.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, driving to Valero.
With all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value variety. Vroom.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. Will President Bush get the birthday present he's been promised, the 2012 Olympics? We'll find out live during our show. And one person who's pulling for a U.S. loss is Mark Riley. Why? Well, here's what he said he'd do if New York wins the games.
I will have to strip naked in Macy's window.
Find out if Riley gets naked when the Olympic side is announced on Wednesday's Morning Sedition. Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. Now, this is interesting. Bill in San Francisco sent me an email. He said, "Hi, Mike, can you say, uh-oh?" And what he's referring to here is an Associated Press story that crossed the wire tonight at 6:30. And it says, a regional alliance led by China and Russia called Tuesday for the United States and its coalition allies in Afghanistan to set a date for withdrawing from several states in Central Asia, which reflects a growing unease with America's military presence in the region. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, which groups Russia, China, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan, urged a deadline be set for withdrawal of the foreign forces from its member states in light of what it said was a decline in active fighting in Afghanistan. The alliance's move appeared to be an attempt to push the United States out of a region that Moscow regards as historically part of its sphere of influence and in which China seeks a dominant role because of its extensive energy resources. The United States rejected the call for a deadline. The SCO, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, leaders vowed to step up security cooperation in the region. And then it says, Russian President Vladimir Putin said, quote, new regional threats are of a trans-border nature. There are people who place orders and execute them. Our task is to find them and render them harmless and also to prevent their activity, end quote. What the hell does that mean? Islam Karimov, the president of Uzbekistan, that's that torture freak, said some outside forces were joining radical Islamists to, quote, create instability and undermine the region economically in order to impose their own development model, end quote. They're talking about the United States? And then this, Iran, India, and Pakistan joined the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Tuesday as observers. If they become fully fledged members, the group SCO will represent half the world's population. Well, this certainly isn't good news, is it? I guess Jesus is getting close to coming, right? That must be it! Because this looks to me like something double plus ungood. Doesn't it to you? Thanks, Bill. Thanks for sending it. Scare the hell out of me with it, but thanks for sending it. Yeah, this is definitely double plus ungood. When you have Russia, China, India, and the stands, and Iran, all decide it's time for the United States to get the hell out of Afghanistan. Oh, my God. Mike is calling from Denton, Texas. Mike, I think you're way ahead of the curve here. You knew about this, didn't you?
Yeah, you set me up beautiful, Mike. I found that article before I was leaving the office, and a cold shiver went down my spine.
Good Lord, this is double plus ungood. I swear it is.
It's the warning shot, and it's their friendly suggestion that we leave. But we know how this is going to play out. The hubristic, arrogant SOBs are not going to play nice in the sandbox over there and insist that they stay until it's mopped up, until they get their corporate interests installed, and that's exactly what this huge cabal is going to fight us tooth and nail against.
I would think. The other possible scenario is the moron in the White House to say to these countries, bring them on!
Yeah. Bring them on, you know?
Jesus.
This is serious business. And you can tell from the language. I posted this on your policy message board in case it disappears tomorrow. I don't think it'll make it to the print edition. It's only in the online edition of the Times. But it's on your policy message board if you want to.
Okay.
Listeners want to check it out later.
You know what's really scary about this? The United States, China, and Russia had this kind of game. At one point during the Cold War, it was all a game. It was too bad millions of people had to die for the game. But this is different now because back then, maybe you agree with this, maybe not, Mike, but back then I seem to remember that there was no talk about limited resources, that fossil fuels were just endless. They were going forever, and we were going to extract hydrogen power from the oceans and blah, blah, blah. So it was all ideological. It's not ideological anymore. All three, the United States, China, and Russian, are all fascist/capitalist societies now. It doesn't make any difference what they used to be. And the
competition.
I was just going to say the competition is for the remaining fossil fuels, and it seems like the Caspian Sea area, the Caucasus Mountains area. That's where it's the remaining big chunks of it are located.
Yeah, and here's another thing that ties right into this. China is in a buy Unocal. There's no way we can stop them. If we do, we're screwed.
Well, I've read an article. As a matter of fact, I've got it right in front of me. Let me see. Where did it come from? I always like to check the sources, and I don't have the source on this. But
from an Asia newspaper that said that the Chinese told our congressmen to back off their rhetoric. That
well,
it's in their backyard.
Yeah.
They want it. And we've got more money. They've got more money.
Mm-hmm.
But step off, which is the very strong language from the Chinese.
Well, here's something interesting, though. Here's what it says. A Chinese oil company making a blockbuster bid to buy a U.S. oil producer is lobbying for the deal using firms whose top ranks include some of Bush's biggest fundraisers.
Yeah.
This son of a bitch would cut. You know, these people in the Bush crime family would cut your throat, my throat. They've cut the throats of almost 1,800 soldiers. They don't care who they bleed, do they? They just don't care.
Now, here's another interesting thing. If you think about this, you know, Karzai, the puppet over there in Afghanistan,
yeah,
from Unocal. If the Chinese buy Unocal, did they buy Karzai?
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
He becomes their boy.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's getting bizarre and bizarre. Mike, keep your powder dry, okay?
Okay. Hey, I got something funny, you know.
Go ahead.
On a lighter side, real quick. You know these crazy nuts who see the Virgin Mary in a bridge somewhere?
Yes.
I kind of sympathize with them because every time I flush the toilet,
yeah,
I'm down in there, and I see the likeness of Bush and Rove and Cheney, little turds, and they swirl around. And I'm taking a lot of fiber, so I'm seeing them every day, many times a day.
All right, that's enough, that's enough. Thanks, thanks, Mike. Oh, God. Oh, you just ruined the rest of the program. Way to go, Mike. The article here... it's called CNOOC, if you want to pronounce it, C-N-O-O-C. That's China's state-owned oil company. And as you know, it's offered $18.5 billion in cash to buy Unocal, which is based in California, right? Now, there, last Thursday, there was a backlash in the U.S. House of Representatives, and the House voted overwhelmingly to try to block the Bush administration from approving this deal. See, the Republicans in the House, the Christian thugs, want to stop Bush from approving the deal. It says opponents fear Beijing may be trying to corner world supplies at a time of rising gasoline prices and global competition for crude oil. It also says some Republican insiders are also concerned about political fallout. Huh? Over a web of connections between the Bush White House and China's state-owned oil company, their representatives in Washington. One of them is a law firm, Akin Gump Strauss Hauer and Feld, and media advisors, Public Strategies Incorporated. Yeah, you always hire media advisors, so the Chinese can post these really nice ads in the Washington Post, New York Times, USA Today. Hi, we love America. You know, we believe in America. We buy American bonds because we love you. We're going to buy Unocal oil, but not to worry. The first thing we'll do is lower gas prices by 4 cents a gallon. We love you. We love America. We love American food. We love all of it. Now, OPS, get out of Afghanistan or we will drop nuclear bombs on all of your major cities. But we do love you. So they hire media advisors and they hire law firms in the United States. Now, Akin Gump, the law firm I just meant, the partners there, Alan Feld and James Langdon, and their senior advisor is former U.S. Representative Bill Paxton. These are all among Bush's $100,000 fundraising pioneers, huh? The sons of bitches are selling us out right down the pike.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes and newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called Pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. Oh, this is sad. This is so sad. Members of, who sent me this? Somebody just sent me this. It's in tomorrow's Washington Post. It says, members of Congress from both political parties reacted with angry surprise yesterday. That would be Tuesday. To the Chinese government's demand that they correct their mistaken ways and stop interfering with the Chinese company's bid to acquire a U.S. oil firm. The House passed a resolution, a couple of them, that said, no, no! Here's the sad part. Representative Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick, a Democrat from Michigan, author of a House amendment approved last week, 333-92, that would cut off funds for a federal security review needed to allow the deal to proceed. Okay, she got this resolution passed so that there'd be no money to do a security review. And she said, how are they going to demand anything of us, elected members of the Congress, the highest branch of the government? We're a democracy. We're not communists. Ma'am, Representative Kilpatrick, I have a news flash for you. You are totally irrelevant. First, because you're a Democrat. Second, because you're in the United States House of Representatives. And third, you happen to be there at a time when the Bush crime family owns the country! If they want to deal with the Chinese, by Christ, they will have the deal. So sit down, Representative Kilpatrick, and go do something that Democrats are used to doing, and that's finding out what the Republican leadership wants you to do, and do it. I feel sorry for her. She says, how are they, the Chinese, going to demand anything of us, elected members of the Congress, the highest branch of the government? Oh, we're a democracy? We're not communists, she said. Oh, please. Oh, that is so sweet, honey. Kathy, that is so sweet, isn't it? Huh? Did you read that? We're a democracy. We're not a communist.
I'm sorry, I was too busy knitting a sweater.
Knitting a sweater. You're still hung up on that Rick Santorum thing about.
I want to do this story so badly.
We'll have to do it tomorrow night. Kathy found the story. Rick Santorum has a new book out that tells women to stay home and I don't know. The education is not. What else did it say?
College is overrated.
College is overrated, right.
Why go to college when you could just, you know, marry a man and have a lot of children, and if some of them die, you can just make your own picture frames. Pictures of them and hang them, I don't know, in your kitchen.
Well.
Where you're never to leave.
Yeah, I saw that. Kathy was beating me around the head and shoulders. Now, you got to do this story. And we just didn't have time to do it because of the Rove thing. I mean, what is crazier, Rove or Santorum? They're all nuts. They're all just wacko. But Kathy takes very much offense to this because, you know how Kathy got through college.
Really?
Kathy got through college being a damn good waitress. I mean, even today, when we have people over, Kathy won't sit down and have dinner with us. She'll set the table and keep coming up. May I fill your water glass for you, please? Which I think is very sweet.
I polish your toenails for you.
I know, it's very
knit
sweet.
Knit you a sweater. Anything else I can do for you, Rick?
Yeah, my wife, producer, is mucho pistofo at the Santorum book, to say the least. You know, Kathy is not a breastfeeding feminist, but she does.
A breastfeeding feminist.
But she does carry a gun. So it's a little dangerous around my house right now. I'm glad to hear her laughing, though, because earlier today there was no laughter in the Malloy household. Every time something like this happens, you know what happens? Yeah, I'll tell you what happens. Kathy gets out the oil and the rags and lays them on the dining room table. And gets out her .357 Magnum and breaks it down and starts oiling and cleaning all the parts. And I'm sitting there going, oh, no. What, another Republican member of Congress piss you off, honey? Really? And she'll sit there very quietly. You know, she'll have CNN on in the background. Molly will be playing on the floor. There's no bullets around. Don't worry. Now, don't email me and tell me I shouldn't have a gun because I got a kid. I've got an 11-month-old, and the gun is hidden where the kid will, you know, I don't know where Kathy hides her gun. She doesn't know where I hide mine. We do that just in case we have a really bad fight one day, you know. But I've noticed that, you know, you know when you're married, you can always tell when something's weird in your marriage because of what your spouse does. You know, it just depends. There's some little quirky thing they'll do. And you know, like when I'm really upset, I kind of withdraw and I sit on the back porch with the air rifle and just dare those damn squirrels to come out. Right? That's what I do. Kathy gets her .357 out and starts oiling it and cleaning it. And she's got the little brush. It's so cute. And she'll get the Q-tips and get in there. And, you know, and I know it's time to be very, very quiet.
My God, for one more perfect man. Three
is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes and newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call StopSign and get protected. Protect your PC with StopSign, the one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call StopSign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Is this the Rick Santorum song? Okay.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it.
But we've got great hearts and great compassion about our fellow human men and women.
I can see it in your eyes. I'm happy knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. Having my baby.
All right, I can't stand it, please. Oh, my God. The what inside you?
See it showing.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, the seed inside you, baby. Do you feel it growing? Are you happy in knowing that you have a
baby? Social Security. I enjoy it. I enjoy taking on the issue. I guess it's the mother in me.
That's enough. Thanks, Kath. I appreciate that one. Yeah. Oh, by the way, a little bit earlier, I read an email from Spitfire, who posted our website, and I identified him as female. And now apparently there's a problem. he writes in and he says, the forum is sure going to be interesting for the next few days. I guess I'll flip my ponytail and wear a bikini for the occasion. Spitfire is a man. I apologize. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking of Bina. Bina Becker, right?
And she's going to get out her knitting needles and beat you over the head with them, too.
I know. This is not a good night. You know what the problem is tonight? Everybody, Air America, the whole place here is empty. Empty. Because everybody's on vacation. It's just you and me, and me, and me, and me. Of course, the majority report was back tonight. That's right. But all right, Spitfire, I deeply apologize for the gender confusion there. I really am. All right, we're running out of time rapidly here, and we have two little pieces of Bush tonight for you. So this was on the Tonight Show with Trevor McDonald, which is ITV in the UK. And we want to play just two quick bites for you here. You know, being the eve of the G8 summit, ITV News aired this interview, which was taped last week. And the interviewer, Trevor McDonald, asked a couple of questions on Iraq. Here's the first one. Mr. President, is the administration at sixes and sevens about the insurgency? Let me stop right there. When he says, is the administration at sixes and sevens about the insurgency? You can just imagine dumbass sitting there, can't you? Going, sixes and sevens? Oh, Uncle Dick, what does that mean, sixes and sevens? Anyway, Trevor McDonald said, is the administration at sixes and sevens about the insurgency in Iraq? The vice president said that we're in the last throes, or seeing the last throes of the insurgency. Donald Rumsfeld comes up and says we could be there for 5, 8, 10, 12 years. Which is it? Which do you believe?
I believe that we will succeed in Iraq. Because, one, the Iraqis want to live in a free society.
How long will it take, Mr. President?
And, two, that the Iraqis want to take the fight to the enemy. And people want me to put a timetable on things. That's a huge mistake. Put a timetable on this, on our stay there in Iraq, simply emboldens the enemy and discourages our friends. And so, therefore, my answer is as quickly as possible, and we are making progress.
Somewhere. I just don't know where. I like that. Let's go back. Can you recue that? Because I like it where Bush reprimands this English-speaking fop. Right, listen to the question. The question, again, was... which is it? Which do you believe? Is it in the last throes, or is it going to be another 12 years?
I believe that we will succeed in Iraq. Because, one, the Iraqis want to live in a free society.
How long will it take, Mr. President?
And, two,
that's enough.
That the Iraqis want to take the fight.
That's enough. You know, it's interesting to listen to a journalist who actually asks a follow-up when the moron refuses to answer a question. Huh? Can you imagine how long Bush and Tom DeLay and the rest of these thugs, Bill Frist, would last with the British press? You know, say what you like about the Brits, but they still have a press, radio and television, that you know, it's just they're not impressed. They're not impressed with power. They don't give a damn. You know, they go after Blair, they go after the Tories, they go after whoever gets in their gun sights, and they would just make mincemeat out of this Bush crime family. All right, here's another from the interview on Tonight with Trevor McDonald from ITV News. Now, you got almost pity Manor Monkey. He still doesn't get the irony of his statements. Anyway, Trevor McDonald asked this question. Mr. President, do you ever think maybe this invasion was not such a good idea?
No, I'm absolutely confident it's the right thing to do.
You have never had any doubts at all about
it? I am absolutely confident that we made the right decision. And not only that, I'm absolutely confident that the actions we took in Iraq are influencing reformers and freedom lovers in the greater Middle East.
Oh,
and I believe that you're going to see the rise of democracy in many countries in the broader Middle East, which will lay the foundation for peace.
Just look how vibrant and dedicated the insurgents are. Thanks to my invasion, I'm a walking terrorist recruitment poster for Al-Qaeda. Jesus. He says, I'm absolutely confident the actions we took in Iraq are influencing reformers and freedom lovers in the greater Middle East. Yeah. Freedom as they see it, which is the freedom to return to the 10th century. And as far as reformers, yeah, that's to reform all their governments to become Islamic republics and to kick the Americans out, which is not a bad idea. We have no business being there. But you know, he sits there. The moron is so moronic. He's a moronic moron. His moronisms indicate a moron who's so moronic that it's almost moronical to mimic the moron's moronisms. You're waiting, aren't you? Okay. Big M, little M. What begins with M? Moron on the microphone! M, M, M! You see, the right-wingers say, well, that's you, Malloy. Okay, back to the calls quick. We're running out of time here. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge, welcome to the program.
I was afraid you were going to say, what begins with M, Marge? Pistol packing, mama. That's another old song, but I don't know the rest of it.
Yeah, I don't either. That's older than you and I put together. Okay, not that old.
Well, all right. I heard it once, and you did too. So you know.
Yeah, I remember Pistol Packin' Mama. That came out of the 40s. We have a radio station here in Atlanta, a public Georgia State RAS, Album 88, and every Sunday morning, they play big band and swing music, and that's where I heard it, because
oh.
I know you heard it when it was a popular song.
I'm going to get you.
But anyway, Marge.
But anyway, you know, all this stuff about China and buying Unocal and all the rest of it, Paul Harvey's got the answer. We opened Disneyland in China, and it's going to help with our trade deficit.
What?
That's what he said.
You know, I've been getting reports that Paul Harvey is
going
really
around
going way around the bend.
You know, the fact that China owns a lot of our U.S. Treasury bills and is helping to finance our multi-trillion dollars, that's with a T, national debt, you know, and kind of sort of got us dancing to their tune.
Yeah.
They're going to buy any damn thing they want, including Unocal and you know, maybe California, I don't know.
You know, this kind of reminds me back in the 80s when the Japanese were buying everything, but what they were buying was like movie production houses. They were buying Rockefeller Plaza or Rockefeller Center or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What the Chinese are buying are oil companies. Probably next they'll be buying nuclear reactors and energy companies in this country. The Chinese are no fools, whereas the Japanese are kind of dilettantes, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Or at least
there's a new book out. I haven't read it yet, but it's called Hot Property: The Stealing of Ideas in the Age of Globalization, written by a Pat Choate, C-H-O-A-T-E.
Uh-huh.
He talks about, you know, the things that are going on as far as intellectual property and our technology and all the rest of it. And he may reference that China stole the building rights of a car piece by piece.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what a surprise. Who would have thought that the Chinese, being the honest, upright capitalists that they are, would ever steal anything that has to do with
intellectual property?
You know, thank you.
Hey,
wait a second. Do we have something do we have something for Marge? You have something?
Lay that pistol down.
Here you go, Marge.
Drinking beer in a cabaret and dancing with a blonde until one night she shut out the light.
Is that the song you were talking about?
That's the... Boy, you're good. good, Kathy.
No, you're right. Kathy's good. Marge, I got to leave there. Thanks a lot.
Okay, be good.
Take care. You have a nice evening.
You too.
We'll be right back. Stay with us, Truth Seeker.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is a Mother Jones Minute. America is a nation of workaholics. As the latest issue of Mother Jones Magazine reports, we have a hard time even leaving the office. Last year, Americans forfeited an average of 3 vacation days each. That adds up to 415 million unused vacation days nationwide. Even if we do take a holiday, 30% of us do office work while on vacation. Only 20% of Americans have passports, compared to 75% of British citizens. One study even found that some Americans develop a flu-like leisure sickness on weekends and holidays because they have such a hard time taking a vacation. So, what can we do? Well, we can thank the labor movement for the vacation time that we do have. And we can all try to relax a little bit this summer. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
China's the fascinating country that is significant in its size. Its economy is still small but growing.
Forever in time, she is so driven, she's always mine.
Well, thank you for that sociological, geographic, financial report on China, moron. Oh, my God.
China is a big country, and they have... They do chopsticks there. And they... I don't know.
Thanks to the crew. Program engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and Zach Marsh. Zach Marsh, is somebody new? Hi, Zach. David Fizikas, also associate producer, answered your phone calls in New York City. Thanks to the boys up there. Chris in Minnesota. Ben in Illinois. Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Thanks to everybody. And don't forget, on Thursday, not tomorrow, but Thursday, Cindy Sheehan of Gold Star Families for Peace and AfterDowningStreet.org will be our guest. Is she going to be on the first hour? Okay. That should be very interesting. Will is calling from Brooklyn. Will, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Hey, Will. I know you're there. Hey, Will.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Where were you?
Right,
did you?
Right here.
Oh, okay.
Let's have to take the whole lot of this regressive Republican administration and convict them for treason in terms of aiding and abetting the enemy.
You have
Karl Rove, President number 43's brain, outing an agent, exposing our operatives in the field, and it leads to the death of an agent. Then you have Portergas, who's the CIA chief, making a public announcement that we know where Osama bin Laden is, but it's a matter of national sovereignty that we can't get to him. Why let the enemy know that we know where he is? And didn't he get President number 43's memo on the lessons of September the 11th? They attacked us on September the 11th, and national sovereignty doesn't matter when we have to smoke them out. Heck, we're still trampling all over Iraq sovereignty.
You make way too much sense, Will.
And they're calling President number 43 as they address the detainees by their number.
Yes, that came through, yeah. Yeah,
a new R for you for Rumsfeld, robber. $2.3 trillion in Pentagon money missing and the $8.8 billion in Iraq.
Uh-huh. That's a lot of money.
Plenty of money, yep.
Yeah, but there, none of these guys are going to, none of us, not these guys, be careful, Mike, you know the CIA listens. None of us are going to live long enough, though, for these Republican thieves to spend that much money. What the hell are they going to spend it on?
You got me.
Underground
cities, perhaps.
Ah, I see. I've always wondered, for some people or some organizations, how much is enough? For Christ's sake, how much is enough? You know, a billion, 10 billion, 50 billion, how much is enough? Hey, thanks, Will. Thanks for checking. Always good to hear from you. All right.
Could you do me a favor? Could you please post websites that you mentioned on the radio, on your website? You mentioned one the other night, NOE.org or something. I tried to find it, couldn't find it. And again, I'm plugging votetoimpeach.org. It's about 515,000 and growing.
All right. I'll try to read. We try to post most of what we do on the program, but some nights it's just hell because the kid wakes up just about the time we go off the air. And you have a screaming 11-month-old, and it's like, oh, God, let's just go home. And then, of course, we forget about it. But we'll try to do it, all right? That's my excuse. You buying it?
Final regards to Marge, your neighbor. I think she was your neighbor.
She was a listener in when I was in Chicago. But she's become like a member of the family almost.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure, yeah.
All right. Take care, Will. Diane is calling from Boulder. Hi, Diane.
Isn't it peculiar that the countries that they mention in the SCO, Russia, China, the Stans, Iran, India, and Pakistan, are all of the nuclear powers except the United Kingdom, the United States, and Israel?
They're all nuclear powers. Tajikistan?
Well, Tajikistan, no. I'm not talking about those stands.
Okay, Kyrgyzstan, they're not.
I'm talking about the big ones.
Right.
China, Russia, India, Iran. The only one that is left out from either side is France, and that's because they're ornery.
It just gets too weird for me. Nobody ever talks about the major nuclear power in the Middle East, which is Israel.
Well, that's because we're not supposed to know, although we're not supposed to know about Iran except when it's convenient.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Well.
That's why this is scary. They cancel war risk policies if there's conflict between the UK, United States, France, Russia, China.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
true.
Considering that China or Russia may be behind anything that India or Pakistan does,
yeah,
we're in trouble.
Yeah, we are. We are.
This isn't even like UN median, you know, being a mediator trouble that we can get out of. This is, we're destroying the UN, so there's nobody to save our butt if we get into trouble with the nuclear power.
It's getting scary, isn't it?
And, like, I want John Bolton to be the one to, like, stand in the gap.
Yeah,
do
right,
I really want this?
Right, you want John Bolton to stand there giving everybody the finger, right?
The pounding of the shoe would be moderation comparatively.
Yeah, I hear that.
Can I just say it out loud? It sucks.
It does suck. It sucks big time. Diane, we're out of time. Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate you checking in. Well, we'll just close the program on that cheery note tonight. Oh, she's so right. She's so right. Hey, thanks for participating. And you lurkers, I hate to tell you, but did you think you all would be exempt from the all-engulfing hell that's going to sweep across the globe thanks to the Bush crime family? I'll see you all tomorrow night, unless there's thermonuclear war. Have a nice evening, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5904. That's 800-507-5904. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5904. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5904.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report?